This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, Vince? How you doing, buddy? Oh, my God, that handshake. Jeez. What's up, big dog? Give me some. Come here. Give me some, D'Angelo. How are you, man? Now, that's at least a hand I can shake without getting I got a whip. What'd you say? He got a wimpy hand.
No, I took a little bit off of it because he was talking about you. Yeah, I had to take a little bit off of it. You know, some people can't handle a real handshake.
Jesus, right here. Hey, obviously.
Okay, hold on. Everybody relax. Hold on. I got to be honest with you.
BT's feeling intimidated
I'm feeling annoyed. Because I got cheated there. I don't like – sometimes it happens with a big person, and it was relatively big, but I just felt emasculated with that handshake. Can I please have a redo? I don't know if
no, ain't no more redo.
Man. You can't double back.
There you go.
I'll give you one.
You
only get one chance at a first impression.
Oh, that's terrible.
I already know you want your back.
How you doing, guys? Welcome.
We're doing pretty
good. Everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
I can tell you this. He can know how to shake a man's hand.
All right, relax there. I'm
saying
this guy.
Because I know I'm going to get hit if I don't.
You got this professional waver
over here.
He's got
Brinstones. I know, right?
Yeah, he likes to wave at people, I guess.
Hey. he's gonna
obviously,
can you help me out? Are you at least on my side?
I'm out of it.
D'Angelo Williams
he's
and
the
Vince
troublemaker
Wilford.
Williams. What was our first take? What happened? Like a year? On Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
You're a troublemaker. I'm ready for you.
I'm just. I forgot I was on TV.
What do you guys remember? Vince, let me start with you first. What do you remember about draft day?
The first thing that jumps out is your dream. You know, as a kid, you always dreamed about playing or doing something that you love. And for the draft, it was I always loved football. And I dreamed about being a professional football player. And when that moment came on a day like on today, draft day, and it was like you sit back and you kind of take a moment to think about it. Like, man, all my dreams, everything I've dreamed for, it's about to happen.
Yeah.
I have no clue where I'm going. I really don't care. But it's
you
about
really didn't
to happen.
Care?
I really
have,
didn't
like,
care.
You were like, I was
a big Buffalo. I'm a big Buffalo Bill fan growing up.
I don't know how.
I would love
he
you
said
know,
that. I
to
was
go
like,
up there.
Shocked.
And when they didn't pick me, I said, okay, whatever. My dream is still going to come true wherever it may be. And it came true. Being drafted in New England, 21st pick, and just understanding it was a difference maker in your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game changer in your life. You know, you at the elite of the elite, you know, and now it's like, okay, I'm here. What's next?
Yep.
You know, now I want to be an all pro. Now I want to be a pro bowler. Now I want to be this. I want to win the Super Bowl. And all those things, you start setting goals because you're there and you try to find something every day that you can get better at. Understanding that it's always room for improvement because I always had the mentality is every year there's a draft. So it's going to be someone smarter. Mm-hmm. Someone faster, someone stronger.
Somebody stronger like me, obviously.
Like you.
I'm going to take your job from
So for me, it was like I got to make sure I had to do anything that I need extra to make sure that I'm always on point, and that's how I play my career.
Where'd you want to play, D'Angelo? Where'd you want to get drafted to?
Well, my draft story is a little different from his. I don't know if y'all want to hear it or not, but I was a 49er fan growing up. Still am. I still am a 49er fan, and I wanted to go play for the 49ers. When I got drafted by Carolina Panthers, I was like, what the hell?
Did you know?
Like, is it?
No, did you have a clue?
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my draft experience. First of all, it's the longest day in my history of being alive. Like, 15 minutes. Every team used all their allotted time. It was the longest time frame that I've ever been a part of. I learned a lot that day, and I'll tell you why. I'm a college student. We didn't have a lot of money. So
I went to the wrong college.
You know, we was one of those colleges that played by the rules.
Memphis.
Yeah. So you know, draft day,
sorry
I'm gonna take you back to that draft day. we go back to that draft day, and, you know, it's that day. My parents and my friends and stuff had a draft day party set up for me. I watched it by myself because I was like, if I'm going to cry, I ugly cry. I didn't want to be caught on camera ugly crying.
I hear you.
So then, you know, the New England Patriots called me at the 24th pick.
They said, oh, we got the wrong number. We don't want that.
No. This is one of the reasons why I don't like New England, among other reasons.
Okay.
So they have me on the phone. They got my agent on three-way, and they talking between me and Lawrence Maroney.
Okay.
And they was like, well, Lawrence Maroney is a bigger back. I was like, well, we weigh the same. What do you mean he's a bigger back? They was like, well, you're 5'9". Lawrence Maroney is almost 6 feet tall. Like, we like that style of back because that's Sean Alexander. That was, like, the biggest thing. Everybody wanted those big backs.
You're right.
And they was like, well, you know, we want him to tell us what he could do for us. And I'm like, what? Like, is this how the NFL works? I don't know. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm like, just look at the tape. That's really all I had to say. Pick roll through, they take Lawrence Maroney. So Carolina called me, and I'm on the phone with Coach Fox, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to take you. You know, we're going to take you with the 27th pick. And I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't even know where the hell Carolina is. Like, is it in North Carolina? Is it in South Carolina? I don't know any of the players. Like, so I had to do my research. So after they called me, before leading up to them calling me, I was like, once I get this call, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have $1 million. I'm going to be a millionaire, blah, 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 blah. I was still broke. Was still broke. I was like, and then we going through contract talks. And this is like a couple months later, and I'm like, I'm still broke. Like, I still had to sign the contract. It takes a long time. A lot of fans
like August.
Right.
September.
A lot of fans don't understand that. They look at us, walk across the stage, put the hats on, and like, oh, he a millionaire. Nope, he's still broke.
That's D'Angelo Williams. We got Vince Wilfork on set. TV here to CBS.
They got some sweet suits.
But they owe somebody for them suits. Exactly. That's what people don't understand. They in debt when they walk across that stage because they owe that person for that suit.
Here's a little person. And proteas.
Yeah.
Oh my God Almighty.
Yeah.
When you played the Pats? Now you didn't play them every year, but I mean, you must have showed up.
Oh yeah, I didn't like them at all. There's two teams,
especially because they went and started taking little backs.
There's two. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was two teams that I've always hated. I hated New England because of the whole draft thing, not because they win and stuff like that. But I really, really hate the Dallas Cowboys. I cannot stand them. That is one annoying fan base that their favorite line every year is, man, I can't wait the next year. It be game three. I can't wait the next year. It's going to be our year. Like, every year is their year, and they hadn't won anything since Troy Aikman retired.
You didn't have animosity like that, though, Vince, did
Bro.
You?
No.
Yeah, you
did. No, look at that.
I was the sixth person to go from the University of Miami first round. Because I thought
wait
I was
in your draft year?
Yes, yeah. It was
like the first
guess.
It was John Vilmum.
Yep.
Sean.
My
Keller,
Jets took him. Yep.
DJ Williams, Vernon Carey, and Kellen Winslow.
Oh wow,
Kellen Winslow.
Yes.
I had to mention that.
That was
six. That's his brother. Don't say nothing.
I was the sixth one to go out of all of those guys, and I was like, what? I'm not the sixth. No.
Wait, how did y'all not win a national championship?
We did.
Because they were just on the team.
We did.
He won one.
Oh, that's
he
right.
Didn't,
you
he
guys
didn't
did win that one.
He was there, but he didn't contribute. He was on the team.
That's right. You did.
I played as a freshman.
Right. What you play?
Defensive tackle.
How many snaps? Three a game?
I average every snap.
What an antagonistic year you are. Hey,
let me tell you something. He mad because I'm a winner. Everything I've done.
Ah,
I'm a winner.
Here
have you
go.
Slides from
here
high school,
go.
College, and pros. Yeah. I got it all, baby.
You ain't do nothing in Texas.
It's the NFL.
You know, I got
to say. Hey, I missed. Listen to this stat. How many playoffs you missed?
Oh, I don't know. I missed a lot of them.
I missed 1 year. Out of 13 years, 1 year, I missed the playoffs.
What happened?
I was 11-5.
The year he didn't have Tom Brady. 11-5.
And they went 11-5. Then that's
11-5.
That
but your playoffs. Your point is they didn't have Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
11-5, though. How many times you was 11-5?
How many times did I have Tom Brady?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Hey, defense win championship.
Defense win championship?
Defense win Super Bowls.
Well, I swear, every time I look up,
defense
win
Super Bowls. Not championship, Super Bowls.
Hey, Vince,
that's what happened this year?
Atlanta,
what happened this year?
Atlanta put up 28 points.
What happened this year? What happened this year? Huh?
Okay.
Another banner. There you go.
Which ring you want to kiss?
You went.
Which ring you want to kiss?
The ring you won that you didn't have to cheat to win?
Hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Guess what? And hey, all those Super Bowls you say
we off,
hey, hey, all those Super Bowls you say they have a little asterisk, what you say next to them? Yeah. Guess what? They still in the history books.
They are.
And I still got the ring.
We can't find a way.
He said, she said. Hey, people hate winners.
Tell me what you guys are doing with Bridgestone.
Okay. Go ahead, Vince.
You tell them what we're doing, Bridgestone. You got all the answers. You got all the answers. My answer's right there.
What's that? Tom Brady? He'll answer to a lot of problems. Yeah. But when he gone, though.
Does he have Bridgestone tires on his car?
Absolutely. He probably rock with Bridgestone.
Yeah, he rock with Bridgestone. Yeah. But we're doing the red carpet event. We're interviewing all the prospects that are walking across that stage, hopefully that are walking across that stage tonight. Like Vince said earlier in the interview, he got invited to come here when he was getting drafted and turned it down. I didn't get that opportunity. I was like, that's what I'm saying.
Why didn't you want to come?
Because we knew everybody was going to come to Miami, which they did. They come. We combine, they come to us.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
See what I'm talking about? Like,
that's how we roll.
You see that type of attitude?
Doesn't it just make you feel good that Miami's on the low side right
that's
now?
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't make you feel good that you was turned upside down right now?
You don't refer to them as the U, because that's when they was winning. They are the University of Miami. That's what you call them. That's
you can't take away those badasses that came through there, though.
Hey, what happened to Paxton Lynch? What's wrong with him?
Man.
What happened to Paxton Lynch?
Obviously,
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
That's how you make them quiet. Just go Memphis.
Oh, Memphis.
Hey, Penny Hardaway's going to do a good job for you guys.
I'm telling you, Darrell Henderson, and I've said this, Darrell Henderson, in my opinion, is the best back in this draft. Mm. And he's the best back
in this
draft.
Better than Josh Jacobs?
Yes, because Josh Jacobs, we don't know if he's peaked or not.
Oh, he didn't get worn out, though, in college.
Right. Well, you can say that, but you don't know if he peaked or not.
Okay, go ahead.
There's 100% – every one of us out here that don't know who Darrell Henderson is know for a fact he didn't peak.
True.
Because he went to a non-Power 5 school, and everybody's saying, well, the level of competition, he didn't play against that. They doing a lot of knocks against him. And I told somebody earlier, I said, there's only two backs. And my opinion that I feel like that transition from college to the National Football League, that's Adrian Peterson and Saquon Barkley. Like, they had a lot of knocks against them, but at the same time, they came in and they handled their business like, oh, yeah, he's going to transition well.
Yeah.
Because they knew he could do everything. They knew Adrian Peterson couldn't catch out of the backfield, but they wasn't trying to change it. But with
Let
this,
him tote it 350 a year.
Right. And they knew he could handle that because he did it when he was at Oklahoma. Well, we don't know that with Jacobs. We could see it like, okay, like, what are you questioning about?
Yeah.
You question everything about Darrell Henderson, like, oh, his level of competition. Can he catch out of the backfield? Okay, we know he's fast and big for his size. Can he hold up in the National Football League? Those questions that you're asking yourself, you can fix those. If you don't have any questions with Jacobs, you can't fix nothing. That you're getting the best that you can get right now.
Just because you don't have any questions doesn't mean that you're right in your assessment.
Oh, 100%. It is. There's one player in the draft right now that has no question marks next to him.
Who's that?
That's Quinnen
Williams.
TJ. TJ has no question. Everything they say about him is good. He is destined to fail no matter how good he plays.
Mm. He's destined to fail.
He's destined to fail because there's nothing bad about him. If he go out in the game and they throw him three targets for 17 yards, he didn't get open. He didn't separate. He didn't do this. And it's not the fact that the quarterback just didn't throw him the ball. That's what I mean by it's people's perception of what they're being told through what we say about him.
Yeah, but T.J. Hockenson, for those who are from Iowa, and they have two tight ends who are going to go first round.
And the other one probably go before the T.J.
Here's the thing, though. I disagree. I think that no matter what we say now, we kind of forget.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We don't.
When we do.
Yeah, we do. Well, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't. No,
Vince, how you hanging around with him?
Yeah, this guy's
wearing
me out.
Yeah, wearing me out.
We had this conversation earlier. The year that, and I'm gonna see if you can remember.
Good.
The year that Eli Manning got drafted and said he
2004.
Well, he said he wasn't playing. What was the other quarterbacks that went in that first round?
Big Ben and
Phillip
Rivers. Okay. Oh, and hold on, stop.
Yep.
There was a fourth one.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that we thought he. was gonna be. What are you cheering?
Who was the fourth one?
I'll tell you. I'm trying to.
Are you trying to think of it?
No, it's not Patrick Ramsey. He was from Tulane. I'll get this. But that's not even the point. We didn't say that that guy was going to be good.
No. My
I got it. Hang on. J.P. Losman. Is that
there
it?
There he is. yeah. But
this that was impressive, BT.
Yeah.
This that was impressive because he had no NFL career.
None.
So to remember that is impressive.
Right. And that is my whole point. If I would have polled these fans out here and I would have asked them that, the only people they would have remembered was Phillip Rivers, and they would have remembered Eli Manning because that was all the talk of
and
that
Ben.
Year.
And Ben.
Well, I think a lot. I think a lot had to go with. You got to be able to win, too. You got to be able to make an impression at this level. And,
right.
And those quarterbacks who made that impression, you're going to remember them. You're going to remember them. J.P. Losman, he didn't make an impression.
No. When you say win, like Phillip Rivers is putting up numbers.
Hall of Famer.
But he's
Hall of Famer.
Because of the numbers that he's putting up.
But he's putting up the numbers.
Isn't that half the battle?
He's putting up the numbers, though.
Huh? Isn't that half the battle?
Well, I know guys that win Super Bowls and people are talking about, hey, they're Hall of Famers. Like Edelman has a good Super Bowl and they're talking about, is he a Hall of Famer?
Well, he doesn't have good Super Bowls. He has great Super Bowls. I hear you, but be fair to Julian Edelman.
But you get what I'm saying, though.
He's breaking Jerry Rice playoff records. You got to be a little more fair.
So you're saying the playoffs hold a lot more weight than regular season and your overall body of work?
Not necessarily, but it depends on the player and the situation. It varies.
Vince knows he's not a Hall of Famer.
It varies.
Look at him. He got that sly smile on his face.
I think it varies from player to player.
This is the reason why I said this. I got into a heated debate, and I don't know if you want to talk about this.
Last word, then we got to bounce.
I compared James Harrison to J.J. Watt, and people wanted to take my head off. And it was like, they're not the same player. They're not the same player. I was like, so which one would you take in the Hall of Fame first? Everybody said J.J. Watt. I was like, but if you look at James Harrison's body of work, because playoff games, you just said, are weighted differently. The things that he's done in the Super Bowl, playing great, being defensive player of the year, they was like, no, there's no way. So, with that being said, is
J.J.
it your body?
J.J. Watt hadn't been there.
Exactly. So, what are we talking about here?
Book this guy sometime.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. So now you're quiet.
I'm only quiet because I got to run the show and go to break, man. Hey, listen, terrific career, my man.
Thank you. Great job,
man.
Thank
really
you.
Good meeting
I
you.
It.
I had
you,
an okay
you,
career.
I like
an okay
man.
Career.
And by the way, I actually thought my Jets were going to draft you, and I was pumping up.
I'm so glad they didn't.
And you know what?
I'm so glad they didn't.
No. So are we, man.
Yeah. Hey, because guess what? Neither one of us went anywhere.
You know you were solid. I'm just messing with you. Good job, D'Angelo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.